The inner life of animals, love, grief, and compassion, surprising observations of a hidden world. By Peter Wolben. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The inner life of animals, love, grief, and compassion, surprising observations of a hidden world by Peter Wolben is an exploration into the hidden world of animal behavior. The book examines how animals interact with each other and their environment in ways that are often overlooked or misunderstood. It looks at the complex emotions that animals experience, such as love, grief, joy, fear, anger, and compassion. Wolben also explores how humans can learn from these behaviors to better understand our own relationships with nature. Wolben begins by discussing his own experiences working in forestry management in Germany's Eifel Mountains. He recounts stories about deer who mourned for lost companions, ravens who formed lifelong bonds, beavers who worked together to build dams, and birds who showed signs of empathy when another was injured or killed. These observations led him to believe that animals have feelings just like humans do. He then goes on to discuss scientific research which supports this idea. He cites studies showing that elephants grieve for their dead relatives, dolphins form strong social bonds, wolves cooperate with one another while hunting prey, chimpanzees show signs of altruism towards others in distress, and even fish display signs of emotion when faced with danger or death. Throughout the book, Wolben emphasizes the importance of respecting all life forms on Earth regardless if they are human or not. He argues that we should strive to create a more harmonious relationship between ourselves and nature so we can live peacefully alongside each other without causing harm or destruction. In conclusion, he encourages readers to take action by supporting conservation efforts around the world, as well as making small changes within our daily lives, such as reducing waste production and using fewer resources whenever possible. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Animals have complex emotions and social lives. Animals are capable of feeling emotions such as love, grief, and compassion, and they form complex social relationships with one another. Main idea number two. Animals have a sense of self-awareness. Animals are aware of their own existence and can recognize themselves in a mirror. Main idea number three. Animals have a sense of morality. Animals have a sense of right and wrong and can make moral decisions. Main idea number four. Animals have a sense of justice. Animals can recognize when they have been wronged and will seek justice. Main idea number five. Animals have a sense of empathy. Animals can recognize and respond to the emotions of others, and they can show empathy. Main idea number six. Animals have a sense of loyalty. Animals can form strong bonds with one another and will remain loyal to their friends and family. Main idea number seven. Animals have a sense of playfulness. Animals can engage in playful activities and enjoy having fun. Main idea number eight. Animals have a sense of curiosity. Animals are curious and will explore their environment to learn more about it. Main idea number nine. Animals have a sense of communication. Animals can communicate with one another through vocalizations, body language, and other forms of communication. Main idea number 10. Animals have a sense of memory. Animals can remember past experiences and use this information to make decisions. Main idea number 11. Animals have a sense of problem solving. Animals can solve complex problems and use creative solutions to overcome obstacles. Main idea number 12. Animals have a sense of navigation. Animals can navigate their environment and find their way back home. Main idea number 13. Animals have a sense of self-preservation. animals can recognize danger and take steps to protect themselves. Main idea number 14. Animals have a sense of social hierarchy. Animals can recognize and respect social hierarchies and will follow the lead of dominant individuals. Main idea number 15. Animals have a sense of territory. Animals can recognize and defend their territory from intruders. Main idea number 16. Animals have a sense of mourning. Animals can grieve for their lost loved ones and will show signs of mourning. Main idea number 17. Animals have a sense of altruism. Animals can show altruistic behavior and will help others in need. Main idea number 18. Animals have a sense of cooperation. Animals can cooperate with one another to achieve a common goal. Main idea number 19. Animals have a sense of leadership. Animals can recognize and follow leaders, and some animals can take on leadership roles. Main idea number 20. Animals have a sense of spirituality. Animals can recognize and respond to spiritual experiences, and some animals can even experience spiritual awakenings. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Animals have complex emotional lives and social relationships that are often overlooked. Studies of animal behavior have revealed that animals can experience a wide range of emotions, including love, grief, and compassion. They form strong bonds with one another and show signs of loyalty to their family members or friends. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben explores the fascinating world of animal emotions. He shares stories from his own experiences as a forester in Germany's Eifel Mountains, as well as anecdotes from other researchers around the world who study animal behavior. Through these stories, he reveals how animals express their feelings through body language and vocalizations. Wolben also discusses how humans can learn from animals about empathy and compassion. He argues that by understanding more about the inner lives of animals, we can gain insight into our own emotional worlds too. Main idea number 2. Animals have a remarkable sense of self-awareness. They can recognize themselves in a mirror, and they are aware of their own existence. This is an important trait that sets them apart from other species on the planet. Studies have shown that animals such as chimpanzees, dolphins, elephants, and magpies all possess this ability to some degree. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben explores how animals experience emotions like love and grief just like humans do. He also delves into the idea that animals may be capable of more complex thought processes than we give them credit for. By recognizing their own reflection in mirrors or understanding concepts like cause and effect, it's clear that animals possess an impressive level of self-awareness. This knowledge has implications for how we treat our animal friends both in captivity and out in the wild. It suggests that they should be given respect as sentient beings with feelings similar to our own rather than simply being viewed as objects or resources to be used by humans. Main idea number 3. Animals have a strong sense of morality that is often overlooked. They can make moral decisions based on their own experiences and the environment they live in. For example, some animals will help others in need or protect their young from danger. This shows that animals are capable of understanding right from wrong and making ethical choices. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben explains how animals display empathy for one another as well as other species. He also discusses how certain animal societies have developed complex social structures with rules to ensure fairness among members. These examples demonstrate that animals possess an innate sense of morality. The idea that animals have a sense of morality has been around for centuries, but only recently has it gained more attention due to scientific research into animal behavior. It is clear that many species are capable of making moral decisions based on their own experiences and the environment they live in. Main idea number 4. Animals have a strong sense of justice, and they can recognize when they have been wronged. This is evident in the behavior of many species, from primates to birds. For example, Chimpanzees will often seek revenge if one of their group members has been mistreated by another chimp. Similarly, some bird species will ostracize an individual who has acted unfairly towards them or broken social rules. In addition to seeking justice for themselves or others in their group, animals also show compassion and empathy for those who are suffering. Studies have shown that elephants will come to the aid of other injured elephants and even humans in distress. Dolphins have also been observed helping each other out when one is injured or sick. These examples demonstrate that animals do indeed possess a sense of justice and fairness. They understand when something isn't right and take action accordingly. It's clear that animals are capable of feeling emotions such as love, grief, anger, joy, fear, and yes, justice too. Main idea number 5. Animals have a remarkable capacity for empathy. Studies have shown that animals can recognize and respond to the emotions of others, even those from different species. For example, elephants will often come to the aid of other injured or distressed elephants, and dolphins will help sick or injured members of their pod. Dogs are particularly adept at reading human emotions. They can sense when we're sad or happy and respond accordingly. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben argues that animals possess an innate ability to empathize with one another in ways similar to humans. He cites numerous examples where animals show compassion towards each other in times of distress, such as wolves comforting each other after a fight or birds helping out weaker members of their flock by bringing them food. The evidence suggests that animals do indeed possess an instinctive capacity for empathy, which is both fascinating and humbling. It serves as yet another reminder that our fellow creatures on this planet are far more complex than we give them credit for. Main idea number 6. Animals have a strong sense of loyalty that can be seen in many species. From wolves to dolphins, animals will often form close bonds with one another and remain loyal to their friends and family. This is especially true for social animals like primates, who rely on each other for protection and companionship. Even solitary creatures such as cats or bears will show signs of loyalty when they are around the same individuals over time. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben explains how animals demonstrate loyalty through their behavior. He describes how some birds will stay by the side of an injured mate until it recovers or dies, how elephants mourn the death of loved ones, and even how dogs remember people they haven't seen in years. These examples illustrate just how powerful an animal's sense of loyalty can be. The bond between humans and animals has been recognized since ancient times, but recent research has revealed just how deep this connection goes. By understanding more about animal behavior, we can better appreciate the strength of their relationships with us, something that should never be taken for granted. Main idea number 7. Animals have a sense of playfulness that is often overlooked. From cats chasing strings to dolphins playing tag, animals can engage in playful activities and enjoy having fun. This behavior has been observed in many species, from primates to birds to mammals. Studies have shown that animals use play as a way to practice skills they will need later on in life, such as hunting or defending themselves against predators. Play also helps them build relationships with other members of their species and bond with their families. Playful behavior is not limited to young animals either. Adults can be seen engaging in games just like children do. For example, wolves may chase each other around for hours at a time, while elephants may toss objects back and forth between one another. Even fish are known to engage in playful activities such as swimming together or chasing after food items. The importance of play should not be underestimated. It provides an opportunity for animals to learn important social skills and develop strong bonds with others within their group or family unit. It also allows them the chance to express themselves creatively and explore new environments without fear of danger. Main idea number 8. Animals have a natural curiosity that drives them to explore their environment. This is evident in the way they investigate new objects, sounds, and smells. They are constantly learning about their surroundings and adapting to changes in it. For example, when a bird discovers an unfamiliar food source or a squirrel finds an interesting object, they will often take time to examine it before deciding whether or not to eat it or move on. This sense of curiosity also helps animals stay safe by allowing them to recognize potential dangers quickly and respond accordingly. By exploring their environment, animals can learn which areas are safe for them and which ones may be dangerous due to predators or other hazards. This knowledge allows them to make informed decisions about where they should go and what activities they should engage in. The inner life of animals, love, grief, and compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World by Peter Wolben provides insight into how animals use this sense of curiosity as part of their daily lives. He explains how animals use exploration as a form of play that helps build relationships with others while also providing mental stimulation through problem-solving tasks such as finding food sources or navigating obstacles. Main idea number 9. Animals have a variety of ways to communicate with one another. Vocalizations, such as barks, growls, and chirps, are common forms of communication among animals. Body language is also used by many species to convey messages or emotions. For example, cats may arch their backs when they feel threatened or scared, while dogs may wag their tails when they are happy or excited. Other forms of communication include scent marking and facial expressions. In addition to these more obvious methods of communication, some animals use less visible means to interact with each other. Elephants can detect seismic signals through the ground that allow them to communicate over long distances, dolphins use echolocation for navigation and social interaction, bees perform intricate dances in order to share information about food sources, and birds sing complex songs that contain hidden messages. The ability for animals to communicate is an essential part of their survival in the wild. By understanding how different species interact with one another, we can gain insight into the inner lives of animals and appreciate the complexity of animal behavior. Main idea number 10. Animals have a remarkable ability to remember past experiences and use this information to make decisions. This is evident in the way animals can recognize familiar places, people, and objects. For example, when a dog sees its owner after being away for some time, it will often show signs of excitement or joy as if it remembers them from before. Similarly, cats may remember their favorite toys or hiding spots even after long periods of absence. This sense of memory also helps animals survive in the wild by allowing them to recall where they found food sources or how they avoided predators in the past. It also allows them to form social bonds with other members of their species and build relationships that last over time. In addition, animals are able to learn new behaviors through trial and error methods, which require remembering what works best for certain situations. The capacity for memory among animals is an important part of their inner lives that has been studied extensively by scientists over the years. Through research, we now know that many species possess sophisticated memories that allow them to store vast amounts of information about their environment and use it effectively when making decisions. Main idea number 11. Animals have a remarkable ability to solve problems and use creative solutions to overcome obstacles. This is evident in the way they find food, build nests, and navigate their environment. For example, some birds will use tools such as twigs or stones to reach food that is out of reach. Other animals are able to remember where they have found food before and return there when needed. Even more impressive is the problem-solving behavior seen in primates like chimpanzees, who can plan ahead for future needs by storing nuts for later consumption. In addition, animals also demonstrate an understanding of cause and effect relationships, which allows them to anticipate potential outcomes from certain actions. This type of problem-solving behavior has been observed in many species, including dolphins, elephants, wolves, and even rats. It appears that animals possess a natural capacity for problem solving that helps them survive in their environments. The fact that animals can think creatively and solve complex problems shows us just how intelligent these creatures really are. We should not underestimate their abilities or take them for granted. Instead, we should appreciate the amazing capabilities of our animal friends. Main idea number 12. Animals have an incredible sense of navigation that allows them to find their way back home. This is especially true for migratory animals, who can travel thousands of miles and still return to the same place year after year. Even non-migratory animals are able to navigate their environment with remarkable accuracy, finding food sources and avoiding predators. Studies have shown that some species use a combination of visual landmarks, olfactory cues, magnetic fields, and even celestial navigation in order to orient themselves. The ability to navigate is not limited only to birds or other long-distance travelers, many mammals also possess this skill. For example, bats use echolocation, a type of sonar, to detect objects in their path as they fly through the night sky. Similarly, dolphins rely on sound waves bouncing off objects underwater in order to locate prey or obstacles. Navigation is essential for survival in the wild. Without it, animals would be unable to find food or shelter when needed. It's clear that animals possess an innate understanding of how best to move around their environment, something we humans could learn from. Main idea number 13. Animals have a strong sense of self-preservation that helps them survive in the wild. They can recognize danger and take steps to protect themselves, such as fleeing from predators or hiding in burrows. This instinctive behavior is often seen in animals living in captivity too, where they may become more cautious when exposed to unfamiliar environments or people. Even though animals lack the cognitive ability to understand why certain situations are dangerous, their natural instincts help them stay safe. In addition to recognizing potential threats, animals also use their senses of smell and hearing to detect danger before it arrives. For example, some species of birds will alert other members of their flock if they hear an approaching predator by making loud calls or flying around erratically. Similarly, many mammals rely on scent marking with urine or feces as a way of warning others about nearby dangers. The ability for animals to recognize and respond appropriately to danger is essential for survival in the wild and has been honed over millions of years through evolution. It's clear that this innate sense of self-preservation plays an important role in helping animals thrive despite challenging conditions. Main idea number 14. Animals have a strong sense of social hierarchy, and this is evident in many species. For example, wolves live in packs with an alpha male and female at the top. These two individuals are respected by the other members of the pack and their decisions are followed without question. In some cases, they will even act as mentors to younger members of the pack, teaching them how to hunt or defend themselves against predators. In addition to recognizing dominant individuals within their own species, animals can also recognize dominance among different species. This is especially true when it comes to interactions between humans and animals. For instance, horses often respond better when trained by someone who has established themselves as a leader rather than someone who appears uncertain or unsure. The ability for animals to recognize social hierarchies helps ensure that they remain safe from predators while also allowing them to form meaningful relationships with one another. It's clear that understanding these dynamics can be beneficial both for us humans trying to interact with animals as well as for the animal kingdom itself. Main idea number 15. Animals have a strong sense of territory, and they will defend it from intruders. This is especially true for animals that live in social groups, such as wolves or lions. They establish boundaries around their territories and mark them with scent or visual cues to warn off other animals. If an intruder does enter the territory, the resident animal may chase it away or even attack it if necessary. Territorial behavior can also be seen in solitary species like bears and cats. These animals are less likely to actively defend their territories against intruders but will still use scent marking to communicate ownership of an area. In some cases, these markings can be so powerful that they deter other animals from entering the area at all. Main idea number 16. Animals have a deep capacity for mourning the loss of their loved ones. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben describes how animals can grieve in ways that are similar to humans. He recounts stories of elephants who will stand vigil over the bones of their dead family members or dolphins who will stay with an injured companion until it dies. Even birds have been observed exhibiting signs of grief when they lose a mate. Wolben also notes that animals may show signs such as depression or lethargy after losing someone close to them. They may even stop eating or become more aggressive towards other animals in their group. These behaviors suggest that animals experience emotions like sadness and loneliness just like we do. The idea that animals can mourn is not new, however, Wolben's work provides further evidence for this phenomenon and sheds light on the complex inner lives of our animal friends. Main idea number 17. Animals have a strong sense of altruism, which is the willingness to help others even if it means sacrificing something for them. This behavior has been observed in many species, from primates to birds and mammals. For example, chimpanzees will share food with other members of their group and dolphins will come to the aid of injured or distressed individuals. Even some insects show altruistic behavior by protecting their nestmates from predators. In his book The Inner Life of Animals, Love, Grief, and Compassion, Surprising Observations of a Hidden World, Peter Wolben explains that animals are capable of feeling empathy towards one another and can act selflessly when they see someone in need. He cites numerous examples where animals have gone out of their way to help each other without expecting anything in return. From wolves forming close bonds with each other to elephants mourning the death of family members, these stories demonstrate how deeply connected animals can be. Altruism is an important part of animal life and helps create strong social bonds between individuals within a species. It also serves as an evolutionary advantage since those who cooperate are more likely to survive than those who don't. By understanding this concept, we can gain insight into how animals interact with one another on both physical and emotional levels. Main idea number 18. Animals have a remarkable capacity for cooperation. In the wild, animals often work together to hunt prey, build nests, and care for their young. Wolves are particularly well known for their cooperative behavior. They live in packs and cooperate to bring down large prey such as elk or moose. Even smaller animals like meerkats can form cooperative groups that help them survive in harsh environments. In addition to cooperating with other members of their own species, some animals also cooperate with different species. For example, dolphins will sometimes herd fish towards shore so that birds can feed on them more easily. Similarly, chimpanzees have been observed using tools to help extract honey from beehives, a task which requires both skill and cooperation between two very different species. The ability of animals to cooperate is an important part of their survival strategy and has enabled many species to thrive despite challenging conditions. By working together, animals can achieve far greater success than if they were acting alone, a lesson we could all learn from. Main idea number 19. Animals have a strong sense of leadership, and this is evident in many species. For example, wolves live in packs with an alpha male or female at the top. This leader sets the rules for the pack and makes sure that everyone follows them. In some cases, they will even take on a protective role to ensure their pack's safety. Similarly, chimpanzees also have leaders who are respected by other members of their group and help to keep order within it. Leadership roles can also be seen among birds such as geese or ducks. These animals often fly in V-shaped formations when migrating long distances, with one bird taking up the lead position while others follow behind it. The leader helps guide its flock through difficult terrain and keeps them safe from predators along the way. In addition to these examples of animal leadership, there are numerous other instances where animals demonstrate their ability to recognize authority figures and respond accordingly. From bees following their queen bee around her hive to dolphins obeying commands from humans during training sessions, animals clearly possess a sense of leadership that should not be underestimated. Main idea number 20. Animals have a deep connection to the spiritual world that is often overlooked. They can sense and respond to spiritual experiences, such as when they are in the presence of something sacred or powerful. Animals may also experience their own spiritual awakenings, which can be seen through changes in behavior or attitude. For example, some animals become more peaceful and content after being exposed to certain energies or environments. In addition, animals have been known to show signs of grief when a loved one passes away. This suggests that they understand death on an emotional level and recognize its finality. Furthermore, many species demonstrate compassion towards other members of their group by providing comfort during times of distress. These examples illustrate how animals possess a unique understanding of spirituality that goes beyond our comprehension. By observing them closely, we can gain insight into this mysterious realm and learn valuable lessons about life's deeper meaning. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.